This is Diego Acosta for Atila for the record. Sylvia, could you please let me know if Susie is already connected? This is Sylvia Ivanko speaking. Susie, you can start. Welcome to the call. This is Susie speaking. I will this in English because there is no one on the English channel. So welcome to the Leveling Working Group call on Monday, the 7th of 2014 at 2200 UTC. The participants today are on the Spanish channel, Alberto Soto, Sergio Delinas Poto, Antonio Medina, Diego Acosta Bastidas, Humberto Carrasco, Aida Noblia. On the English channels, we have no participants. From staff, we have Silvia Ivanko, Gisela Gruber, Terry Agnew, and myself, Susie Johnson. Diego, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. Thank you very much, Susie, for the introduction. This is Diego Acosta Bastida for the record. So we will start with our call. So thank you very much for your participating in this call, and a special thanks to Alberto. And this call is to keep on working with the different topics we have been carrying out and the different activities we have carrying out in the working group. And we have also reported activities at the end of last year. So I would like to know if the participants or if the results of the leveling working group started, or the idea is to concentrate or focus the activities of the working group on the Lac Ralo community and its members in order to be able to manage and promote a training program accessible, a training program that might be accessible for different participants in order to fulfill the needs of the participants and in order to teach about the ICANN remit and ICANN activities. So if we take into account all this and if we approach the community in general so that different users from the region may access and if we can work together with Lac Ralo, I think we will be able to achieve our objectives and to work with the community and train the community. So in this context, I would like to highlight that there is no need to reindicate or restate our objective. So what we need to do is to gather together and consider the different initiatives that ICANN has led in terms of training, all of that within a very dynamic platform, which is the Moodle platform. Now, I would like to say and share with you a concern. Having chosen Moodle platform, it is not just because the Moodle classroom help us to link with knowledge and help us to link with the ability of creating in a collective manner different knowledge. And this is very important because in the region, and particularly speaking in Ecuador, The idea is to pave the way for knowledge so that knowledge can be shared and spread among different users and among different instances. All of this related to knowledge, and this is very important. So this is something very important to take into account. This is important for the region, and why? Because we are, as I said before, paving the way for knowledge, but we are not paving any way, but we need to take into account something that is very important. And this can be summarized in a basic concept, which is the sovereignty of knowledge. That's why this working group decided to start working on a mere knowledge tool. And why do I say a mere knowledge tool? Because we take into account all those structures and utilities that we have, and this is translated into the different spheres and domains and places where people can learn. In this particular case, it would be very important in the community, in the Lakralo community, to express, or that the Lakralo community may express its knowledge, for this knowledge to be used. With the aim of improving and enlarging the community of users so that we can strengthen this sphere that is translated into a purpose for the community and overcome somehow a scenario which might be exclusive or excluding, if you will. In this regard, I don't know if my colleagues in this leveling working group might be able to access what we call the Moodle platform so as to be able to upload and see the survey and to create criteria based on the different lines so that we can start working and manage content, which might be very useful for a first stage and for a first course. Of course, this we need to take into account that we need to call the trainer, the most appropriate trainer for this first course. We, as a group, and in my case, as a coordinator, I'm open to provide all my support for the instructor or trainer of this first module, this first training module, meet the necessary and basic criteria and level for ICANN and particularly speaking for Lakralo. So we would be in charge of managing content and of course coordinating all these activities together with the instructor or trainer so that we can help that person to create the contents in the Moodle classroom so that there are no extra workload or so that no complications may arise in the creation of this course. So I would like to clearly state my support in this case. This is Yelvis Vanko speaking. Diego, I see we have two hands up. One of them is Sergio and the other is me. So I don't know, but could you please give the floor to Sergio, perhaps firstly, and then if you allow me, or if I may, I would like to speak as well. Silvia Vivanco speaking. I see that Sergio, Diego has dropped. Who is stuck in? Okay, this is Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. I would like to say something, but I would rather wait for Diego to be connected again. So, okay, Sergio, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Sergio Salinas Poto for the record. Diego, first of all, I would like to thank you for your activities and your role as a chair. But there are certain things that I would like to clarify, at least from certain points of view. First of all, I believe that when it comes to the Moodle platform that our organization has generously and kindly given to LACRALO to work on this. This was just to, and in this particular case, if ICANN has a platform already created, I think we should use ICANN platforms. We can use Intermalta platform. There is no problem with that. But I do believe that it is important to use the tools offered by ICANN. On the other hand, I believe that before talking about the first modules, I think we should define certain topics on this working group, because there are certain topics that are loose somehow, and we need to give an order to these topics. For example, this is a working group working on a proposal for a leveling course for those who are newcomers or for the incoming participants, because we already have a working group offering training for those who participate in LACRALO. So the idea is to offer a leveling group for those who are incoming participants or for the newcomers. So first of all, we need to define the courses that we will offer. We have certain or some idea, because there is an analysis that had been carried out after the survey, and we have been analyzing the different problems of the region nowadays. So what we need to start looking at is that the weaknesses of our organization in terms of training, and we also need to propose our colleagues working on the course delivered by Fatima and Natalia to focus on those weaknesses in the region so that we can address all the problems of those new participants. And on the other hand, what I think we need to deal with is with the topics. I mean, I think we might call our colleagues in the regions who would like to act as trainers within the region. I think this is the way or the path to follow. When it comes to Moodle, well, this is an open source or a free source tool, and this is just a tool, but we need to deal with the rest of these, with all the other things related to these tools. And we need to discuss this all together, together with you and your leadership, so that we can create a strategy so that we can have an offer training proposal for new ALSs in order to strengthen the ALSs that are already participating in our region. At least not to be delayed somehow. You know, I've been participating in the region for a long time, and sometimes instead of moving forward, you move backwards because there are things that I should know and that I don't know. So the idea is to be on the same page, that we are all on the same page, So we can use this call to analyze the results of the survey, because we know that there are many results coming out from the survey performed by AIDA. So we have to start working on that and then see what our input might be based on this survey and to improve our participation within ICANN. So these are my two main topics these are my two main contributions. Thank you very much. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Diego. Sylvia, I see your hand up. You have the floor, please. Go ahead. And I would like you to help me. We would have sent to the staff this meeting. This is the coordination and the management of the model platform within ICANN so that we can strengthen the management of this tool. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Diego, we have two topics that I would like to mention. I mean, I think there are two things we should take into account, perhaps at different levels. On one hand, as Sergio said before, we need to deal with the content of the topics that have been identified as the weaknesses where we should focus on in this region to offer training to new ALSs. So this is something substantive, something very important when it comes to the topics. The second point should be how we can materialize or realize this. And we should do this, or we might do this, through a tool which is a Moodle platform or the Moodle tool. So what we are saying is this. We are saying that we want to work outside the Moodle platform and that we want to insert these contents, which are specifically for Lacrallo. We need to insert that into the ICANN platform, right? So for me to be able to contact ICANN, I need to show them the content. So I would like to ask you to have something more or less concrete that I could take to the staff in charge of managing that global platform and let them know that this is the topic that Lacrallo is developing based on their regional characteristics. And these are the topics that need to be dealt with or developed, and this is what they have developed. So I show them the draft or the scope of what we want to do within the Moodle platform at the global level in ICANN. And based on that, we can keep on working. This is what I would propose. So first of all, focus on what things Lacrallo does need and what are the things Lacrallo lacks. I mean, what are the main things or the main needs of the ALSs to be members of Lacrallo in order to have a basic understanding of Lacrallo and internet governance, of course, related to Latin America. Once we have all these solved, we can move forward. But I wouldn't want to take anything which is not clear or which might not be presented in a coherent way. I don't know if I'm being clear with this. This is what I wanted to mention. Thank you very much. So just speaking, so, Diego, if I may. This is Diego speaking. Okay, Sergio, Diego, I see your hands up. I would like to answer Sylvia's comment because I have requested additional information, especially to produce something concrete. Sylvia, I don't know if it is possible. To have the contact information of the people responsible of training in other relos. I've already requested that information, but I don't know if it is possible to have that information in order to be able to have concrete information and in order to be able to deal with the topics. So, Sylvia, have you got any answer for this? Silvia Vivanco speaking. you say other railers, I mean, training in other railers. Diego Bastidas speaking. Yes, this is for us to be able to see what other railers are doing and to deal with the materials and be able to deal with or see the different topics they are dealing with. This is Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay. Nowadays, the other railers are not carrying out any training program, formally speaking. They hold training courses ad hoc, but there is no a formal training program. What they have, and what we do have, in fact, are the webinars, and they will start as a preparatory material for Atlas 2 in our meeting in London. And in that case, we have people from ICAM staff and people from the community delivering speeches and training courses based on the most important topics that have been identified based on the Atlas 2 service. But in each of the railers, there is no person in charge of a training program. In fact, Lagrallo is a pioneer in this sense. That's why it would be very interesting to generate a content or a concrete content so as to be able to show that as a concrete result of the work of Lagrallo, not only in this leveling initiative, but also in other areas or in other calls where we had trainers offering training courses. So the idea would be to... if the Lagrallo Secretariat might help us, we could gather all the context of those speeches together so that we can produce content. This is what I am suggesting. This is my suggestion. But, of course, this is up to you. We can, from the staff, we can give you a list of staff members, but... I wouldn't like to approach the staff without having anything to show, any deliverable from Lagrallo. Silvia, Sergio speaking. May I speak? Diego speaking. Diego speaking. Sergio, we are discussing content that I have requested in preparation for this call. So, Alberto, I will give you the floor in a second. And, of course, your opinion is always welcome. Sylvia, a final question. The previous interventions of the Lagrallo monthly calls, we have the speakers. But I'm interested in the training courses. So is there any link where we can find all that information? Thank you very much. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, the PowerPoint presentations as a training cycle in Lagrallo monthly course last year are all uploaded in the web page, in the corresponding web page. There was every month, or at least most of the months of the year, there was a speaker and a presentation. I think Sylvia Helen was consolidating most of these presentations with their corresponding speakers, and the topics were chosen by Sylvia and I think Fatima as well. So perhaps it would be interesting to gather all that information together. If you think this might help you, or if you think this is interesting for you, or perhaps you would like to state a topic or a theme from scratch, but everything is posted on the wiki page. Thank you very much. Diego speaking. Alberto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking for the record. I might offer some solution regarding all you have been mentioning, because When it comes to the projects in the crop program, I've been preparing some material, and I will be circulating that material in the list perhaps tomorrow. So, but I will need your help because I cannot do it alone. I have a PowerPoint presentation which has this an objective, and this objective is to reach people in different events, such as the ones being held in Bolivia or in Haiti. So for this, we have a presentation. And this presentation is a very basic presentation. And we say the user that a computer is the basic tool for accessing information. And we ask, as we are escalating in the complexity until we reach to the concept of a network or the concept of a data center. And based on that, we can develop the following topics. This would be the first stage. So the first stage of the first topic would be information system. After that, we can deal with internet governance. And then after that, we can deal with ICANN mission and the internet ecosystem. And then we can deal with the geographic regions of ICANN, particularly speaking or particularly focusing on the Latin America and the Caribbean region. And finally, we can deal with how people listening to this training may approach ICANN and become an at-large organization. I mean, I have all that information ready, but I won't have enough time. So perhaps we can use this information as a basis, and we can show this information. As I said before, I can send this information tomorrow. This is a very simple and basic presentation. And we need to take the user from the basic computer, which is the accessing point, to ICANN, and we need to show the user how they can work in the policy-making process. That's all. Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I think we have Sergio and Aida. Sergio, you have the floor, and then Aida Novia. This is Sergio Zinaspoto speaking. Thank you very much, Diego. I would like to agree with Silvia in terms that we need to send something which is concrete, a concrete deliverable to the staff so that they can see what we are doing. And on the other hand, I think Alberto's proposal is really good. But Alberto, I don't know if you had the opportunity to read the report from the working group. There are basic things in our region that were not answered. For example, one question was, what is internet? Definition. So, based on that, and this, for the record, this is Sergio Zinaspoto speaking. So based on that, I would say the following. What you did, and if I may, I would like to work with you, together with you, and I would like that here in the group we can discuss the missing topics so that we can trigger different ideas and so that we can start creating the Moodle within the ICANN platform. Each participant, regardless the different dialogues or the different participations or instances of a co-op program, perhaps each participant should access the platform and with the help of a tutorial by LACROIX members who might act as teachers or tutors, might help them to learn. I say this because I see we are discussing things that we should have already solved. So in order to work together, in this process, well, if you have something already done, okay, let's see how we can work together, how we can rearrange the different things. For example, I would like to go back to the survey and to go back to the survey and send the survey again for those people who were not able to answer the survey, because somehow perhaps the work being done by Natalia and Fatima might be enlarged or enriched, taking into account the weaknesses and deficiencies that we have in the region. So there might be basic things that we know because of our activities or because of the things we do, but there might be people who might not know anything about these basic things. And on the other hand, I think that teachers or professors should belong to our region. They should be Spanish speakers, and they should belong to our region. And secondly, we need to show ICANN something concrete. Otherwise, it would not work. Thank you. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Aida Novlia speaking. I would like to say that we need to join our efforts and to avoid duplication or repetition of our training. I believe that the survey carried out and the analysis we had in that certain topics, we had a series of questions, and then we got the percentage of the answers being answered. And there were two questions that were wrongly answered by more than 50% of the ALSs. The question was, what is a registry and what is a registrar? So these were very simple questions. But I believe that we need to take into account these in order to develop the different topics, because these topics were wrongly answered by more than 50% of the respondents. The responders were few, and we had very few ALSs participating in this survey, but this gives us an idea of the situation in the region. So we can see that these ALSs didn't know the answer for these two questions. So I think that we can get information from this and see what we can do, and we can work out the different topics. Perhaps we should send the survey again, as Sergio said before, but we need to take into account these percentages to select the topics. And, of course, we need to coordinate with the training group so as to avoid the repetition of topics. That's it. Thank you very much. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Aida. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto again. Sergio, just a brief clarification. This brief course or seminar that will be delivered to capture or future ALSs is based on zero leveling. So from the educational point of view, we start taking into account that there is no knowledge at all. That's why we start from a very basic concept, which is the computer, how the computer works, and then we go further into detail and we analyze the different networks, the IP addresses, IPv6, IPv4, but these are very clear and concrete concepts prepared for those who have never heard about those concepts. And we give this in order to be able to go on with perhaps more complex concepts. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I believe that this presentation will be available this week. Is that correct? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, that's right. Perhaps I may send that to you tomorrow. I have that information in Spanish and English, and I am also waiting for the translation into Portuguese and perhaps into French as well. Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. Okay, I would like to now mention something that Sergio said before, and this is that it's of vital importance, of vital importance to take into account the training that we will delivering based on our needs. So this is the key, this is the core of the matter, because we have enough documentation, we have enough information. However, this leads us to a question. Is that information enough for us to provide proper training to the community and universe of internet users in the region? Well, I particularly believe that this is not enough. And this is where we can make the difference. And this concept that comes or provided by Sergio, I believe it is very important. We need to deal with the information and we need to work out the concepts based on a content or concepts easy accessible by the user, easily accessible by the user. So I believe or I think that to start with, we can present that the information we have. So the idea would be content based on zero knowledge, that is to say, aim at people who have no knowledge at all of ICANN, the information society, or the different technological topics. And then we can move forward towards a more organizational scenario, if I may say that. So it is important, and in this case I also mention or I agree with Sergio's comment, these training courses should help us to learn. It is important to know who we represent. It is important to know which scenario internet users may participate and express themselves in Lacrallo and through Lacrallo into the ICANN world. I believe that sometimes there are certain statements that might lead us away from the objective that we're now trying to reach. Sergio, you have the floor. This is Sergio Salinas Pozo for the record. I would like to add something else to this comment. Not long ago, I said something, and I wanted to share this with Alberto, because I said that we need to resend the survey so as to be able to see and perhaps generate a greater sample. So my question is, Alberto, what do you think about this? Do you think this is convenient? I mean, I think that we can do this, and if we do this, we will have a bigger sample, and with this bigger or larger sample, we will be able to have a better idea, because the respondents were those ALSs that are that have been members for a long time. So, if we can do that is to say, let people access the survey again, read the survey. And of course, I know we won't have 42 or 43 LSs responding to the survey, but if we had the opportunity to do that, I think that we will be strengthening and we will know the path to follow. Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Sergio, I agree with you in repeating the survey, but I think that we should use the list. This survey should be sent throughout the list. And perhaps we can provide certain email address for someone within the working group to analyze the results of the survey. Now, when it comes to the amount of people, well, I have already contacted some ALSs which did not participate, and started to have some reply from them, and they told me that they are going to participate. I promise that. I know that I say that politicians do not comply with their or fulfill their promises, but I am not a politician, and I fulfill my promises. So these ALSs told me they were going to participate. So if I have the survey on the list, I can in charge of gathering or getting the answers. Thank you. Diego Acosta Bastida speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto, for your support to the survey and for this second circulation of the survey. Alberto, we also need to take into account a concept that we have been working seriously on, and this is the anonymous nature of the survey. This was discussed in our previous call, and the survey on the platform is anonymous. So if we send this survey throughout our mailing list, in this case, this nature or the anonymous nature of the survey that was demanded before by the community might suffer somehow or might be affected somehow. And we don't want to lose our legitimacy due to that minute detail, and this is the anonymous nature of the survey. So perhaps we need to pay attention to this. We need to take this into account. If we circulate this survey on the mailing list. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, so if we want to maintain the anonymous nature of the survey, well, what we can do is to open a wiki page, and in the wiki page there is no need to identify the user, does not need to identify himself to complete the survey. But of course we need to take into account time. Remember that the 15th, the groups should present a report. So I would suggest you're opening the wiki page, give a deadline of 15 days, and after those 15 days, you will have enough time so as to analyze the results of this survey. Diego speaking. Alberto, the survey is uploaded and we need to settle a new deadline, or perhaps we can carry out the survey in the platform. But Let's listen to Sergio. Sergio, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Diego. I was going to mention the anonymous nature of this survey because this was something that was posed by many members of the region, especially when it comes to the weaknesses, because, as you know, this is something to be taken into account. So, if we can guarantee that replies or answers will be anonymous on the wiki, okay, we can put the survey or upload the survey on the wiki. I don't know, Alberto, I don't remember, but it is the questions are multiple choice questions. Alberto Soto speaking. No, I was not able to fulfill the survey because I had some issues in accessing the survey. And some people told me that they have issues in accessing the survey, that accessing the platform. So that's why I think it would be a good idea to post it on the wiki, Sergio speaking. What we did at that time was to provide everyone with a password because we were interested in people participating. I mean, we are not interested in names of people. So what I'd say is this. We can either carry out the survey again on the mobile platform, and we need to check and verify that each person may access the survey only once and not many times. Or we can do that on the wiki page. But if we have any situations for the region, okay, we can do it on the platform. We are using our platform, so we can work on the wiki or on the platform, have no problem. So the idea is to send, once again, the passwords for people to access the platform and take the time to reply questions. It will take them 5 minutes and no more than that, and if they can do that, we will have all the information once again ready. Of course, this is my humble opinion. We can carry out the survey once again on the platform or not. Unfortunately, we cannot hide our name. We are internauta and we offer that platform from Lacralo. So this is up to you. But we need to guarantee certain questions or certain issues to avoid lack of confidentiality or issues related to confidentiality. This is what I am concerned about, in fact. Diego Acosta Bastidas speaking. Thank you very much, Sergio. This is Sergio, Diego Acosta Bastidas for the records. Alberto, I would like to ask Silvia Vivanco from staff a question. Silvia speaking. Go ahead, please, Diego. Diego speaking. Silvia, do you believe that you might be able to help us to create the wiki page with the necessary confidentiality level requested by the community, not by the coordinator of this working group or by any member of this working group? The reason for confidentiality is a concern that we need, we had to consider it. So this is for the something that we need to take into account for the survey in the platform model. Silvia, do you think this is possible? Silvia Vivanco speaking. The wiki page can be set in such a way to post comments anonymously. However, not long ago, if you remember, there was a spam that was sent through the wiki, so we have enabled the anonymous functionality to avoid spam. So I don't know if this function is already enabled. If not, we should enable this function to allow people to provide their input anonymously. So this is something pending. We need to check that. We can open the wiki page now when it comes to confidentiality and users to post comments anonymously, well, I need to check that information. Diego speaking. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto speaking. Okay, please do this and be free to do this as you will. I know that you're very accountable and very transparent. So, if you would like to carry out this through the platform, okay, let's do it. This is up to you. The sooner we have the survey, the better for us, and the better, and the sooner we can start working. We need to move forward very quickly because we have a lot of work ahead. We perhaps we will need to train many organizations. So I'm interested in having results as soon as possible. So do it as you will. Do it or carry out this throughout Moodle. This is up to you, as I said before. I mean, we all agree that we should use the ICANN platform. And this is because when I am looking for something to work in LaGrallo, I will look that information or look up that information in the ICANN web page. The idea is to centralize the information on one web page. That's why I don't need to go out of the web page. So this is a question of practicality, to put it somehow. Thank you. Diego Acosta Bastidas. So based on that practicality, I would like to suggest to members of this working group, because we are running out of time. Sylvia, is that right? We are running out of time. Silvia speaking, yes, we have 3 minutes, only 3 minutes. Diego speaking. So, Alberto, I think that we can work on the wiki page, and based on Silvia's comment that certain validations in terms of access should be carried out, well, I propose that we carry out the survey again on the Moodle platform. But taking into account your comment as a chair of this group, I don't know what you think about this. And I don't know what my colleagues of this working group think about this. Alberto Soto speaking. No problem. By the 15th, I think that Sergio will need to, will have to send the report as well. So we will post information on the list, what we did on the Moodle platform, what we did with a survey. So this will be reported to ICANN by the 15th. And, of course, in the report we should state that the survey is being carried out at that time. Diego speaking. Alberto, can we establish an action item for this leveling working group, the fact that we will use your document, or we will take into account your input of the document for training new ALSs, and that this document might be used in Haiti and the Dominican Republic? Can we do that? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, I was typing that action item indeed. Diego speaking. Sylvia, please, could you help me with this action item? Alberto, we will send the document that he has prepared for the training, for ALS training in the different regions. Sylvia speaking. Okay, no problem. This is Sylvia speaking. Will he send this information to this working group only? Alberto Soto speaking. Sylvia, for the record, it is highly probable. I will send that information to the group. But since I am running out of time as well for Crop Bolivia. I will be traveling to Bolivia at the beginning of May, so I need to have that document finished by that time. So I will send that information, the information I have to the working group, to these working group. I will send this information, but I will also send the information to the list asking for help so that I can finish the document on time. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. So we need to take into account time. So perhaps Leon may have any comment. Leon, have you got any comment on this? Diego speaking. Okay, so Leon, you're always welcome to this group. Aida, do you have any final comment? Aida Noblia speaking. Well, by the time I agree with what we have been discussing, I think we need to take into account all these, the materials, and we need to send the survey again. This is a way to move forward so that we can see the basic needs of people. And this is something very good. I think this has been a very productive call. So we are at your disposal to start working on the survey or whatever you need. That's all. Thank you. Diego speaking. Thank you very much, Aida. So we need work to do. We have work to do. And we are willing to work with this project, which is of vital importance for the consolidation of the different internet users in the region. So thank you very much for your participation. Thank you very much to staff, and let's talk soon. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Diego, and thanks to all the participants.